Amy Pop, and you catch this? My Betty the Boop, only the niggas are hoop. Trade my life for cartoon, dance, monkey dance, cause these are gonna pay me good tonight. Eating Chick-fil-A in the shadows, that tastes a hypocrite. Yummy tasty, yummy tasty. Waffles on my empathy, bitches just really lazy. Maybe I'm a hypocrite, maybe I'm hypochondriac. I'm struggling to simmer down, maybe I'm an insomni black. Bad sleep triggered by bad government. But I think peace and the rats are on the new age covenant.
What's up, everybody?
It's the Orbit Spaceman Show. And I've got Tootie Two Times on the show today. If you hear a couple of little unruly ass dogs in the background, it's just the neighbors unruly ass little dogs.
Bang, bang.
Yeah,
that was a bad man.
So yeah, pay them no attention. You know what I mean? Okay, so Tootie, what's up?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. It's good
where's
to have you.
Microphone that I'm talking into
on the show.
Hey everybody, what's up? What's going on? It's Tootie Two Times, your favorite cousin on your mama's side, cause you know you don't fuck with your daddy's side like this. I don't know nobody fuck with their daddy's side. Cause it's always a deadbeat daddy. You know, yeah. You don't never hear too much about a deadbeat mama.
Yeah.
It's always a deadbeat daddy, so you don't really, it's either you don't know your daddy's side or you just don't fuck with your daddy's side. It's a little bit of both for me.
Cause I guess most times you don't fuck with your daddy's side cause they don't have good outings and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They
family reunions be whack and shit.
They probably do. You just don't know them motherfuckers. Because
yeah.
Your mama's side is somebody's daddy's side.
One side gotta have the better snakes. It was either
right.
My mama's side or my daddy's side.
Right.
I ain't know my daddy's side. So.
Yep. Alright, so. See, it's good to have you on the show. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully somebody gonna learn something. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Be tight on their mama's side.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them something that they can take home with them. Go box.
So you've been doing comedy for a long time.
Wouldn't say a long time, say like 3, almost 4 years, not
that long. I mean, really, if you think about it, comedy where that's a long time because most people come up and then they either fall off or they don't last that long. You know what I'm saying? They be like, this ain't going nowhere, so I'm gonna give up. You know what I'm saying? But 3-4 years, that's getting there still. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you fresh off a show from last night, you know what I'm saying? The Plaza Black Role Model show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a good show.
Pretty packed house last night, too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I expected a more other than what it was crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see that many black people in P&H.
Yeah.
They said, fuck out of me. Like, wait a minute. Then I went in the bathroom. They painted the walls and shit. They had shit all in the wall on the girls' bathroom about Ross time. They painted that shit last night. I ain't even see it. They covered it up. I'm like, what the hell? I thought I was in the wrong place.
Michaels wrote most of this shit on the
wall. Oh, hell no.
it was definitely a good show. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been doing a lot of like shows around town. You did Lamplighter show.
Yeah.
You had with the show
Lamplighter
at Rock House
show,
Live.
We have a show coming up. I'm not positive on the date because I just get the date. But is it the third Tuesday of the month? Mm. And I'm going back one more time. He said if I win this time, he just don't have to drop me.
Yeah.
Times already. But for the Comedy Gauntlet, I done won twice already, so it's going to be the third win. Which really, you know, I'm really not going for the win. Somebody got to take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't come back no more anyway, so come on.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, I'm going up in June on the Comedy Gauntlet, so I'm pretty excited about that myself.
Yeah, it's
so
fun.
Hopefully I can get in there. You know what I'm saying? You say you've been doing stand-up for like 3-4 years. What got you into doing comedy stand-up in the first place? You know what I'm saying?
If anyone is familiar with a local comic, Rob Love out of Memphis, Tennessee, it's his fault.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, now that I think about it, you know, me and I had a radio show. Mm-hmm. It was on the go morning show. It was with Cypher City Radio. And I had Rob on my show And he was telling me, hey, you funny, you need to do stand-up. And I'm like, I don't know about all this. So he was hosting at Mugshots in Cordova.
Yeah.
And he invited me to come out. And I came out a few times, and he was having this contest thing, an open mic contest. And like my third time going there, sitting down, I finally get the guts to get my ass up there. And I wrote my name down, and I get on the mic. And I won the contest. My first time touching the mic, I won. So after that Wednesday, I just never stopped.
Yeah.
I never turned back. Yeah. It's kind of like these dreams. Once they lock up,
ain't no going back.
It's over with. You sick.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Well, shout out to Rob Love.
Yeah, I was like, definitely shout out
to Rob Love. And you're a fan of me. You're a fan of Rob Love because he once started like something like a comedy pimp, and I feel like a hoe. Something like that.
Well, okay. So, with that being said, who would you say is like a huge influence? You know what I'm saying? On you as a comedian, to besides like Rob and stuff like that, but like I say, as a major influence, who would you say a major influence for you is?
When you say major, what you mean major?
Major, like say like whether it be. Say like old school times or like Comic View, Def Jam, them type of artists, or if you have like even modern day time people, you know what I'm saying?
I watched a lot of Def Comic Jam as it was out, and I was a kid. I was like five years old, receiving the jokes, like knowing what they were talking about.
Yeah.
So I've been watching stand up for a long time. My favorite comedian is of all time, Samore.
Okay.
But I also like. I like Cat Williams, Eddie Murphy, Steve Harvey, Ricky Smalley, Lavelle, he kind of funny. And Mike Epps, did I say Mike Epps?
Nah, I didn't say Mike Epps.
And Mike Epps.
Okay. Cool then. Okay, so what would you say, like, since you said you named those type of comics or whatnot, what would you say you would say your ultimate like opener, or either like have one of them to be opening for you, say like in the future, something like that. Who would you say be the person you would want to work with the most, probably?
Some more.
Okay. Where is him?
I ain't had to think about it. I've been waiting on this question. Some more.
Yeah. Okay. So let me see. What was this other question I was going to ask you?
But Cat Williams had the most buzz, though, because he be in jail a lot.
Ah, yeah, he fighting little kids.
Yeah, so he had the most buzz. So if I had to pick the coin toss, I wouldn't be mad with either or.
Well, I guess you could say he do get a lot of buzz. He do be fighting a little kid, but he's just loose.
Stay in jail.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay in jail.
Well, I guess in the end of the day, this is going to be one of them kind of questions. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna ask, basically. So,
come on,
if you were to think Cat Williams today versus Cat Williams back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Which is really not that long ago. You know what I'm saying?
Same Cat Williams.
You say the same Cat
it's
Williams?
The same Cat Williams.
Okay. But comparing like comedy shows, you know what I'm saying? Or his stand-up specials, comparing like, you know what I'm saying? What was it? The first two he did compared to like the one he got like on Netflix now.
Great American.
Yeah.
I'm biased.
Yeah.
I like all of them.
Yeah.
So I can't say. But if you want to put Kevin Hart in the bowl.
Oh, well, yeah, because that was my next thing. I mean, what would your honest opinion on
Kevin like Hart is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him that. I'm not going to take that away from him. He have to be funny to be where he is.
Oh, yeah.
I just, in my opinion, I like the old Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
The uncut Kevin Hart. Like, now he's censored a little bit because he got a lot of, you know, he got a lot of endorsements, a lot of things.
Yeah.
He got his name on a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Which is good, and I'm proud of him. But I like the first.
Okay.
The soul plane, and then after. He's great after.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Before I get to
I guess this next question, before I get to that one, Because the next question I was basically going to ask was generalizing basically like the differences in like stand-up and movie comedians, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But first, what do you think of, besides some more, that shit, you know what I'm saying? What do you think of other female comics? Like, who would you say your other favorite female comic? Because I don't have a lot, you know, these niggas rally racing outside and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Adele
Gibbs. Okay. Cool, dude. Because Adele's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of new female comics, you know what I'm saying, that's been on the rise. You know what I'm saying? You got, I guess you say in different ways and in different aspects compared to,
I started Tiffany Haddish.
No, actually, I wasn't going to say.
She's not new.
I wasn't going to say Tiffany Haddish, but what I was going to say.
Just hilarious.
Who?
Jess Hilarious, yes, Jess Hilarious. She gonna come
over. Well, yeah, I mean, you got like her, you got, man, see, I had the name and still you said, damn, Tiffany Haddish and shit.
Who, who
coming
up? Female comics? They got like, girl, what's the girl name? Toya Turn Up and shit. These Instagram comics coming up. Instagram.
Well, yeah, I mean, I necessarily don't count. I guess you say like Instagram comics and shit, because it's easier to get some laughs, I feel like, say,
in
like doing
back,
it like online, you know what I'm saying? Because you can just get that one person who think it's funny and he share it to his friends or their friends and whatever. But it's like, it takes some guts to get up there on stage, you know what I'm saying? And actually do it and shit, and to get like an actual honest raw laugh too thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's a difference. And some of them, but
it's definitely,
yeah, because some of them can't get
up like 30, 40 damn minutes and make motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like, and they do it in 3 minutes, right, or 1 minute.
Right. I can't think of the damn fucking name.
I can't think of it either. I'm trying to think who else coming up.
Cause it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. But anyway, I can't think of her name and everything. Even though we've been looking for
her. Her name is Kiki.
Yeah.
Comedy
cliche. Yeah, well, I'm going to look it up. And like you said, when I find it, it's going to be the randomest name.
Teresa.
But, okay, so you also be saying, too, that you say you're from Little Rock. Right, mm-hmm. So do you do a lot of stand up in Little Rock?
Mm-mm. Man, no. When I came here from Little Rock, I was 8. Mm-hmm. So this shit kind of don't count, but it do, because I've been here the longest. But I'm originally from there, so
okay.
I was here by force, because if it was my bad choice, I wouldn't have came.
Yeah, why you say that?
Shit, you know, kids don't want to leave their friends. Shit. I'm going to stay with my friends.
Well, that's true. Okay, so where do you see your comedy in, like, the next 5 years to 10 years? Or where do you plan on going with your comedy?
Right now, I can't just say. I'm just winging it. Mm-hmm. Cause I do a lot of poetry and acting on the side too, so to put all this together, that's a force to be reckoned with.
Right.
So I really can't say. I'm not gonna be here.
Yeah.
I know that. If I'm here, then I might as well just stop. Cause it's like selling drugs. It's like, you know, if you start out selling nickel bags and you ain't bumped up to selling crack or at least Kush or something, then you know what you doing it for. So it's like I treat the comedy game like the dope game.
Right. Like if you're not doing small runs,
right,
and then
you ain't
not
improving,
doing, yeah, medium
and
big runs
every 3 to 6 months, then you're doing something wrong.
Right. Okay. I can dig that. Okay. So another thing is, say, would you be one of those comedians who would like to go from doing stand up to working into doing, like, movies and stuff like that? Or, like, would you just prefer just to do stand-up?
I prefer to do stand-up, but I will do a movie. But my preference is stand-up, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I like to say what I got to say, and take my ass home. You know, when you at work, you like to do your job and go the fuck home. You don't want to say, you don't want to hang around in the break room, get your name in the guy. I like to do my shit and take my ass home. I like, I got a lot of kids, so if you acting, me and you all on, you on set 2 and 3 months to years. Like, I ain't got time for this shit. My kids little.
Yeah.
And my attention span, you know, I like to do a lot of stuff. I can't just be sitting doing the same thing. I like to just keep it moving.
Right, right. I can feel that. Because it can be a lot to juggle. You know what I'm saying? Because I was noticing, I had noticed, I guess you say like a little, a trend, you know what I'm saying? That you have like a lot of, I guess you say old comedian, whatever, that converted from stand-up to like doing like movies and TV. And then it's like all these years, decades later, they come back to doing a stand-up or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like say like, you got like Chris Tucker.
Charlie Charlie Murphy. No, the white dude. The white dude and other the white dude. It was on Netflix. He played on Father Bride. Steve Martin.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of big star doing stand up and shit. Right. I hope Eddie Murphy comes in.
Oh, yeah. See, but see, the thing about it is, that's it's some for some of them, it do work out good, though. You know what I'm saying?
Eddie Murphy was the Lauryn Hill of comedy. Cause
you know, I don't know.
Eddie Murphy came out with Eddie Murphy. Why was the
he had a lot of know, them that was but, shit though. Not but
he ever went like what? Two.
I mean, well, I think he had what three?
Three. He had three, Delirious, but, Raw.
Delirious and Raw.
Okay, but still, even still, to me, like I don't know, like I think. But he was good, but I mean, it was still other artists though that was.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's just you know Eddie Murphy.
His stand up is good.
It was good.
His acting is good too.
Yeah,
just like Lauryn Hill music was good.
But I love his acting.
Yeah.
His stand up was good back then. I don't know how it would go now.
Yeah, because like, well, that's what I'm saying. You got some artists though that like. Think about this, like Dave Chappelle, he was amazing at stand up. Then he went to movies, and all his movies was great. Then he came back to doing stand up, like his special he had on Netflix or whatever. And it's like, even with that, it's like to me, he never lost it. You know what I'm saying? He just kind of just was more. You could definitely tell you, like he like super cocky acting, though about it. You know what I'm saying?
Acting improves your stand up.
Yeah,
so if you do stand up and go to do acting and come back to stand up and you suck, then that's just you.
You right.
Right. Because I definitely say sketch comedy, you know what I'm saying?
In improv. Yeah. Improv because you're using it stand
up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Improv.
And it helps you get quick.
Oh, yeah.
Quick.
Right.
It helps you quick, get quick.
Right. Okay, so that leads to one of my random questions before we get back to some other stuff. So one of my random questions that I was going to ask you, how do you feel about shows like the You Look Like show, like Roast Battle, you know what I'm saying, doing that type of comedy, I guess what you call like insult comedy or whatever, how do you feel about doing that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
It's fun, it helps you be quick and witty.
Yeah.
It helps out whether you know it or not. It helps out when you have to do a set for like 20, 30 minutes. And, you know, if you ain't got that many jokes, you can always refer back to some shit you can learn from this. What you call it? Insult comedy. I call it game show comedy.
Yeah.
You know, shit that you can learn from that.
Yeah.
Because it helps you be quick with it. Because you don't want to lose nobody while you're up there.
Okay. Do you think that also doing that type of comedy or doing the type of shows helps with having, like, hecklers and shit like that? Do you have a lot of hecklers running to that?
Unless they just drunk on Beale Street. Now, when I hosted that room on Beale Street, it was always some drunk motherfuckers coming in there wanting to get on the stage, too. But that's just the most that I done had. I don't have too many hecklers, but I can deal with it.
Yeah.
Because I got kids, so it's the same shit.
what's your way of dealing with a husband, baby?
Hurry up and shut that motherfucker up. Because you ain't the show. You paid to get in. I didn't. Sit down.
Right. Okay.
Right, or so, I always do like Patti LaBelle. Get the fuck off my stage, bitch.
Okay, and then okay, so here go one question that I'm gonna ask too about it is if you had your choice as to do say one of the three, you know what I'm saying? You say Netflix, HBO, or Comedy Central, right? And you had to choose to do your grand special on one of the three of these networks, which one would you pick?
It's hard to pick between Comedy Central and Netflix because everybody got both of them.
That is true. It's a lot to choose. You can get the Comedy Central
app.
Yeah. But you gotta pay for it too.
Yeah, you gotta pay for it just like Netflix. The way I would make that decision is who have the most money.
So you would break yours down between Netflix and Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Why would you kick HBO out? Why you kick the free curve?
Because everybody don't have HBO, and I want to reach out to everybody.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I was...
No, because kids, you know, people of all ages look at Comedy Central and Netflix, but everybody of all ages don't look at HBO because... My teenagers, they don't look at HBO.
Right.
See, I wanna reach out to everybody. Kids, old folks, aunties, uncles, everybody.
Okay, so then the follow-up question to that is, if you had to do your grand special somewhere, what theater, opera place, stage, baseball field, football field, wherever, what would you do that? Where the place you would choose?
I have faith that Memphis is gonna open up the Mid-South Coliseum.
Yeah.
They open up the Mid-South Coliseum, I'm in there.
Right. That would be
I just have faith in the Mid-South Coliseum. They haven't torn it down yet.
Yeah.
So if they open that back up, I would pick the Mid-South Coliseum. Yeah. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Matter of fact, shout out to the Coliseum for that. You know what I'm saying? To make it into say just even a giant comedy hall. You know what I'm saying? You got You know what I'm saying? All kinds of comedians and shit that come to town or whatever. So say
that's money. That's generating money. They losing out on it because it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Probably got some crackheads in there.
Because I'm pretty sure places like
get it for V Live gig.
Because I feel like really, you know
Penny
what I'm saying?
Penny Hardaway, I'm calling you out, Penny.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out. Come on.
They gonna be having.
Get the Coliseum, Penny.
They get a V-Live to the Coliseum. They gonna have temporary strippers there. They have like staff.
But nothing be up to code.
Yeah. It's gonna be their biz.
Yeah. It's gonna look like a circus they put V-Live looking at.
Man, nah, bro. Let's not do that.
You know,
I mean, it could. You know what I'm saying?
Memphis love pussy.
Now,
I don't give a fuck who don't believe in it. Memphis love pussy.
Because a lot of truck drivers
come. Yeah, truck drivers, grass. You got some hard-working motherfuckers in Memphis. And what you want to do when you leave from work?
Get some pussy.
You want to fuck.
Speaking of pussy, I got a comedy album coming out. It's called Paper Plates, Parsley Flakes, and Pussy.
I was going to just about to ask you, did you have anything you wanted to promote?
Yep, comedy? Paper Plates, Parsley Flakes, and Pussy. And if they do good, I'm not going to debut the title of my next comedy album, but I'm going to have a comedy album shortly after that one, if that one do good.
I have a question for two.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
how do you feel as a female comedy? You know, when you see female comedy, this is going to be a very professional question. When you see the female comedy, what do you think of? You think of fat? You think of ugly? You think of manly dressed woman? You think of something like that, but then you get the John Ruffles. You get the Samoas and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, 2D, what do you fit in? What do you see in that bit? What do you see with that?
This nigga just stole my damn question.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Basil. Where do I fit in?
Yeah, where do you fit
in? I'm in my own lane.
Nah, okay, yeah.
Basically this. As a black comedian and as a female comedian,
I ain't even right? all the way black. Well, that's the thing. My dad is a Filipino.
Okay. Well, as a partial Filipino,
now she said she's black with a jalapeno.
As a minority, you
know what I'm saying? They like, damn, that's
a little black with a jalapeno on top of it.
Now that you mention it, damn.
No, well, I'm just saying. Okay, so basically, as a minority, where do you fit in as basically a female comic in the industry of stand-up comics, basically?
I don't look. I'm in my own lane. I do my own thing. I don't fit in nowhere. I'm just over here.
Pause and flakes and pussy.
I'm just over here. If I had to compare myself to somebody that's already out there like that, it ain't even a damn comedian. It's Erykah Badu. I'm the Erykah Badu of comedy.
Yeah.
I'm burning sage on stage.
Well, definitely, for sure. Tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, where they can find you at on social media.
Find me on social media.
Follow you and subscribe.
It's simple. It's so simple. 2D two times on everything with a search bar. It's TOOTIE, the number 2, and times the regular way. Not with a Y, but with an I. TIMES.
For sure. Definitely tell people, was it on Facebook, right?
Everything. Facebook, Instagram. Twitter, Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat. That's just too childish. I can't do that. I don't even have that anymore, but... And, yeah, everything. 2D2 times. Just like how I said.
Alright. And then when is that? You said you've been dropping the album. When can people expect to see or hear that album?
Tentatively, mm-hmm. It's set for May.
Okay.
Tentatively.
Okay. So basically, if they're following you, they'll know.
Pussy.
It's paper plates.
Paper plates.
Parsley plates. And pussy.
And I'm going to have an intro on it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to have an intro on it. I'm number one.
Put yourself on the app.
Intro with Basil.
No.
Intro with a
dog. Okay. So,
how you know you're on the album, though, baby?
Look, I already put myself in
there. Damn.
I'm number one. This going to be produced by Basil.
He said it's produced by Basil, featuring Basil, starring Basil,
damn it. I was about to ask you something else, too. Oh. So, if people would like to donate to your show or donate to your come up, you know what I'm saying, as a comedian, you tell people where to donate as well.
I have PayPal and Cash App. And if you have a Chime bank account, I get that too. But I ain't going to give you all that information, though. Y'all don't need the Chime information. Cash App, you can follow me on Cash App. It's a capital T. OOTIE and a capital T again, WOTIMES. And then for PayPal, it's just 2D2 times. The number 2. You know how I said it. TOOTIE, the number 2, and times TIMES. That's on PayPal.
All right. Okay. So.
You got to spell it out, please, motherfucker.
I know. I'm telling you, it'll always be simple.
Maybe you think you need a name Storm and shit. I listen to a bitch named Storm on Nathan Jackson.
Pop. I said no S word.
Jessica Simpson.
So, one last final question. Because before we already started the podcast, you was talking about female rappers. Y'all was talking about, you know,
Cardi B.
Y'all was talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so what... What is y'all, you know what I'm saying? What's the gist? What's the opinion? What you think? You know what
I'm saying? I'm sick and tired of
it. Yeah.
I'm tired
but
of
why?
I love Nicki.
Yeah.
I love
Is it because she stays on beat?
Yes, because she stays on fucking beat. She stays on beat and all the other female rappers they sound the same now. I love female rap.
I mean, you got a lot of copycat. I mean, it was a lot of copycats that came out to Nicki.
It's a lot of bullshit, but the same shit, man. Who said this shit?
No, not really. Because City Girls, they in their own lane.
They bringing Trina back. I like it. You know what I'm saying? They bringing that Miami style back. That's what they bringing back. And I like the City Girls. You know, they're straight. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
I mean... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a whole other genre of rap. Well, I'm just saying for a female rap, like that's like what I call like ratchet rap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, all of
it is. It's like
it's all of it. All of the shit is ratchet rap. It's all of it's about their heels, their panties, and shit like that. They pussy and shit.
Yeah, because the only one who only female rapper that didn't rap about no ratchet shit was so long ago, Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last female rapper to not rap about no ratchet shit.
Well, Lauryn Hill?
She ain't considered no rapper.
Yeah, she is. She more R&B.
Is considered.
I mean, she can rap, but I don't know.
She's R&B soul.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole nother debate. Bays ain't about to go there right now because I'm a little bit too high.
You said Lauryn Hill is a rap.
Lauryn Hill is a
rap. That thing was just one rap she was singing.
Everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was really like, she really was a singer more than anything. You know what I'm saying? Really.
Fugees.
No, she was, yeah, of course the Fugees. She was better rapping. Lauryn Hill is a rapper. Well, anyway, she was rapping better than a damn rapper, female rapper.
But she wasn't considered a rapper, though. Anybody, I can rap. But I'm not considered a rapper.
But rapping. Lauryn Hill had hits for rap.
Name.
Everything is everything. That was one.
That's R&B.
That wasn't R&B. That was rapping too.
But see, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. But that was like what, like three people though. So I mean, that was kind of like the Fugees was really kind of like Black Eyed Peas for in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Oh. They kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what it was.
R&B, man.
No, she was a rapper.
Because Fergie kind of rapped on a couple of songs. You know what I'm saying? But
these motherfuckers now, they all rapper. If you say that, all these rappers are singers now. Yeah. Every rapper that you see singing on that motherfucker.
Well, of course.
Quavo, American singer.
Quavo.
I'm gonna step out of there.
And that's all you hear. I mean, don't get me wrong. I fuck with some of it. It makes it bumps. I'm still young, bitch. I'm still in my 20s. Yeah. So I still fuck with it. But I know good music because I listen to the 90s. And Lauryn Hill was rap, bitch.
Okay. So here we go. Since you guys are the first guest and you're a music fan, first time we're going to be able to ask this question to somebody. So every year, obviously, Memphis has the music fest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a huge, big deal and whatnot. So,
Cardi B on that.
Well, yeah, she on that. But what do you think of that type of the lineup this year? Because you got a lot of hip hop acts. See, you would have asked that as
Cardi B.
You got Cardi B is like your main headlining person probably. And then you got, I mean, you got Blockboy JB. He gonna be on there. You got Blockboy JB. You know what I'm saying? You got G Easy. You got I think it's Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill needs to be on there.
You're not gonna put Johnny Gill over Cardi B as a headliner.
That's gonna be close to the game. That got Johnny Gill bitch on the headliner.
But yeah, I think it's like, I can't be for sure. I need to look it up, but I think that, yeah, he coming, but, I mean, it's a lot of people, but it's like, the list is okay to me this year. It's a pretty good list, but, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That's fucking dope. I think this is a good list. I think this is a great list. And I wish the...
Will you be there to see Cardi B at the thing? You!
No!
Why not?
Because,
because he's a Nicki Minaj fan. He's biased. He would not give Cardi B a chance because she's another female.
Who said I don't give her a chance? I like Cardi B music. I would not deny you that was a great fucking album. She didn't write it, but it was a great fucking album.
A lot of people don't write their own shit.
And that's what's great. And I still fucking download the album. It's a great album. I love the album. But at the same time, she is not a better lyricist than Nicki Minaj. She's not a better...
Did Nicki write her stuff? Or Lil Wayne?
Of course Nicki Minaj wrote her stuff. Oh my God, Nicki has been on the mixtape. She just, everybody knows Nicki writes her music. Yeah.
Well, all I can definitely say is...
If you're a hip-hop fan, you know Nicki Minaj writes her music.
Maybe. I mean, she probably do, but she probably don't. It's a lot of rappers, period, that don't write their own music. A rapper that we do know who writes their own music is the artist that we have on the show today, named No Name. So that was the music that you heard at the beginning of the episode. And you're going to hear it at the end of this episode. And everything like this. So definitely go check her out on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and all the places where you can get great ass music and shit like that. Definitely, if you want to donate to the show, which you should, to make the show better so that you don't have to hear yapping ass little dogs in the background and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You can donate some extra little change, pocket change, to Cash App.
We're going to put them in a little dog patrol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't belong to me, so don't send... The people after me, they belong to my neighbor. So you can donate to the show. You can donate to the show at Cash App at the number 2 Baked Studios. So, 2 Baked Studios. Donate to the show. Pretty awesome. Definitely check us out. And we out.
Sean Lee, Eminem. Nigga, did you take my money? Got shit else to do.
That's right, little bitch.
Cause I'm ready to move, only the niggas are loose. Trade my life for cartoon, dance, funky dance. The fees are gon' pay me good tonight. Eating Chick-fil-A in the shadows, that tastes like hypocrite. Yummy, tasty, yummy, tasty. But for my empathy, bitches just really lazy. Maybe I'm not hypocrite, maybe I'm hypochondriac. I'm struggling to simmer down, maybe I'm an insomnia black. Bad sleep triggered by bad government. But I think peace and the rats are on the new age covenant. If you really think I'm pushing crack and pass in the oven, Miss Captain, watch a little bit, you go crunch and one die. Everything happens.
My people started fighting a long time ago, and they are still fighting. Revolution was never meant to be easy.
This is not your fight, black man. What is this to you?
It's not a matter of color. Freedom is everybody's business.
Anti political, mythical in the picture. Your nigga just moved to Wicker. Your mammy stay on the south side. She paid to clean your house, power, pine saw, baby. She the scrub club lady. She that naked bitch in videos, a drunk club lady. Immortalize all 80s and make she real, real nasty. Get all close in her purse and she be real, real blacky, just like a Hillary Clinton. Masqueraded the system. Who chicken bone, watermelon, trade a hoodie for hipster, infatuated the menstrual. When we cool, they cool. We die, it's cool. The super flying digit, that's a hop to the moon. Talk the movie to America, it's still in the song.
Do you hear me, man?
like this.
What happened to my $100, Joe? Like nigga, did you take my money?
Well, yeah, old man. That's right, though, bitch. What are you talking about? I'm talking about like...